WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock, and welcome to Friday, April 13th. It's 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
It's finally going to feel like spring today with a high near 80, but it isn't going to last very long. Caught on video, a bizarre police encounter shows a drunken suspect getting pepper sprayed while handcuffed. How much state aid will your town get? We're looking at the numbers for you. New Jersey will be offering state tuition aid to illegals in the fall. In sports, Devils lose game one of their first round series in Tampa. Yankees rally late but fall to the Sox. Sixers begin the first round of the playoffs tomorrow night. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with first weather, and finally, spring-like temperatures are expected later today.
Dome of high pressure anchored off the East Coast will allow warm southerly winds to deliver warm temperatures to much of the Garden State today and tomorrow. Next chance of rain back in the forecast on Sunday. Clouds this morning open the door for sunshine this afternoon. Gusty winds and warm temperatures, highs 77 to 82. It will be slightly cooler at the shore today. Fair skies, lows 54 to 62 tonight. Sunny, warm tomorrow, gusty winds in the afternoon, high 72 to 80, and a good chance of rain on Sunday, noticeably cooler, around 50 in the north, mid-60s in the south. I'm meteorologist Richard Weber.
Weather made possible by At Home Recreation, New Jersey's only We Own the Factory swimming pool store, now offering their lowest preseason pricing. Save $200 to $2,000 off New Jersey's market price, plus get a free automatic pool vacuum or stainless steel utility panel at At Home Recreation. 60 in Piscataway, Pensauken is 60, Mahwah is 54. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Another bizarre police encounter to tell you about this morning, and yes, we have the video. It is a case that is calling into question police procedures again, and the use of pepper spray. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
And Eric, this video out of Bridgeton 10 months ago is just surfacing now. The arrest report names the man who was sprayed as 55-year-old Marty Drummond of Salem, who was evidently already cuffed and following police orders before the pepper spray was administered at a gas station across from the Cumberland County Courthouse. "Tastes terrible," Drummond can be heard saying later. "Yeah, it's good on pizza, though," responds one of the three officers accountable for Drummond's DWI arrest. The police chief says appropriate action was taken against the officers, though it's not clear what that was. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. And again, you can see that video this morning at NJ1015.com. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning are starting out in the 50s and 60s. And yes, away from the water today. There are several areas in the state that will probably touch 80. We'll have another nice day tomorrow, but it is going to get colder and wetter for Sunday. And it is going to get colder still for next week. We just can't seem to hang on to spring here. We'll have full details of your weekend weather forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. We know more about that infant found dead underneath a railroad bridge in Jersey City. We'll tell you what we know in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dennis and Judy.
The idea of chicken and waffles is repulsive to me, but...
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
Does that make sense?
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Your commuter weather for this morning. Temperatures, they're mild when you step outside. 50s, 60s, highs away from the water today, around 80. It looks like another warm, pleasant day tomorrow, but Sunday is going to turn colder and wetter. And that looks to be the pattern as we move into the new work week. We'll have full details of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We know more this morning about the baby found dead in Jersey City this week. Investigators say the body was that of a 10-month-old girl, black or Hispanic, but they cannot say yet how she died or how long her body had been stuffed in a suitcase under a railroad bridge. Homicide detectives are still investigating. Legislation that would let Governor Murphy fulfill a campaign promise to extend financial aid to illegal immigrants is now on the governor's desk. It was given final approval by the Assembly on Thursday.
Holding up coins, Assemblyman Gary Scheer said the average resident state tax bill is close to $1,500, but that the cost...
to fund 600 DACA students is 1, 2, 12, 17 cents per year.
Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick says families should have to prove they paid taxes for a period of time to get the grants.
Which I think is having some skin in the game. Does not necessarily discriminate against people. What it does, it encourages people to pay their taxes.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Every year, New Jersey towns receive more than $1 billion in state aid. That doesn't include school aid, which is much more, but a New Jersey 101.5 review shows half of all aid to municipalities goes to towns where just 25% of the state's population lives. They all have one thing in common, very high poverty levels. The town that got the most, Lower Alloways Creek in Salem County. How did your town make out? You can check out our new interactive map at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app. Lawmakers have also approved a bill to give paid sick time to tens of thousands of New Jersey workers. Under the bill, Governor Murphy is expected to sign, workers would earn at least 1 hour of sick time for every 30 hours worked. The law states they can use that time for themselves or to care for a sick family member. Most Americans will celebrate Tax Freedom Day next Thursday. April 19th is the day when we will have worked long enough to pay all of our federal, state, and local taxes. But if you live in New Jersey, your Tax Freedom Day doesn't come until next month.
Scott Drenkert of the Tax Foundation says Jersey has the second latest Tax Freedom Day in the nation, May 3rd, for a very simple reason.
Tax burdens in New Jersey for your state and local taxes are much higher than most other parts of the country. So, for example, the property taxes in New Jersey are the highest anywhere.
He adds Jersey's income and corporate taxes are also very high. The state with the latest Tax Freedom Day is New York. Alaska and Louisiana have the lowest tax burdens in the country, and they mark Tax Freedom Day April 4th. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. While the latest poll numbers seem to show that despite being mired in a corruption scandal much of last year, New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez will cruise to an easy re-election victory in November. If the Twitterverse is any indication, most of his supporters lack enthusiasm. Menendez asked his 13,000 Twitter followers to tweet out their support for his campaign. Just 40 of them did. Others tweeted out unflattering things about last year's corruption scandal. We will know today who the winner of that $500 million Mega Millions jackpot is nearly 2 weeks after the winning numbers were drawn. Lottery officials say they'll make the announcement today. The owner of the store in Riverdale where the ticket was sold says he knows who won, but he's not saying. Citing the 2010 British petroleum oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, state lawmakers have passed a bill designed to prevent oil companies from building rigs and related structures in the waters off of New Jersey.
The bill is a backdoor way to combat the Trump administration's plans to drill in federal waters just outside our jurisdiction. Oil producers could build rigs in that area, but they won't be able to dock their equipment in New Jersey, making it more difficult to transport things between the rigs and the land. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he opposes bans like this, but the federal government can't do anything to stop such laws. Oil companies say rigs would bring hundreds of thousands of jobs to the East Coast, but environmentalists argue an oil spill will ruin New Jersey's beach tourism industry. Danielle Burson, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A prison guard at the Fort Dix Federal Prison accused of smuggling drugs to inmates. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 32-year-old Paul Anton took bribes from family members of inmates, then gave the inmates synthetic marijuana and Suboxone used to treat opioid addiction. Prosecutors say Anton used the money to gamble in Atlantic City. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer joining with six others in backing an anti-opioid abuse strategy among student athletes.
Congressman Gottheimer says when young athletes are injured, the insidious lure of pain-killing opioids can create another threat, addiction.
We've got to work with coaches and doctors and parents and other student athletes to make sure they understand.
He's calling on the Federal Department of Health and Human Services to craft a pilot program to combat this abuse.
I'm asking the Department of Health and Human Services to actually make recommendations to the country to actually take the best practices to fight back against this.
Gottheimer also wants up-to-date federal info on student-athlete opioid abuse. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It is definitely going to feel like spring today and probably tomorrow, but that may be it for a while. We'll have an extended look at the forecast and a recap of our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. As we take a look at spring-like weather returning for today and what we can expect for the weekend and next week, and unfortunately what we're seeing is that this is a pattern that is not going to last.
The dome of high pressure anchored between the North Carolina coast and Bermuda will continue to stay in control of our weather today. That's going to allow for some warm southerly winds to deliver warmer temperatures to much of the Garden State today and tomorrow. But we focus our attention out to the center part of the country. as a huge storm will take shape this weekend and ramp up rain chances for us beginning late tomorrow night and continuing into Monday. Dry weather returns on Tuesday and cooler temperatures for much of next week. Clouds this morning open the door for sunshine today. Gusty winds and warm temperatures statewide today. High 77 to 82, slightly cooler at the shore. Fair skies tonight, lows 54 to 62. Saturday, sunny and warm, gusty winds for the afternoon. Range of temperature statewide Saturday between 72 and 80. Sunday, rain noticeably cooler around 50 in the north, mid-60s in the south. Monday, good chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, sunny skies in the forecast, readings in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Richard Webby.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, caught on video. It's a bizarre police encounter. You can see it at NJ1015.com, showing a drunken suspect getting pepper sprayed while in handcuffs. New Jersey will be offering state tuition aid to illegals in the fall. Democrats arguing it's not going to cost you that much more. In sports, Devils lose game one of their first-round series in Tampa Bay. Yankees rallied late, but they fell to the Sox 6-3. And tomorrow night, the Sixers begin their first-round playoff series. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's the bus stop forecast on this Friday. A beautiful Friday ahead with lots of sunshine in the forecast and warmer temperatures. It will feel like spring today with readings in the upper 70s and low 80s. A nice start to the weekend, but unfortunately the rain chances and the cooler temperatures will return on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Richard Uwebe.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
Here it is, 5:22 on a Friday morning. Hope you are not triskaidekaphobic. It is Friday the 13th in April. We have a very nice day ahead today. 80 away from the water in many areas, and we may see close to that again tomorrow. We are seeing very high pollen counts, so be aware of that as you move through the weekend, but the spring-like weather is not going to last. By Sunday, it is going to get colder, and it is going to get rainier, and there are some spots north of New Jersey that even have snow in the forecast. We don't really have that yet, but we're keeping a close eye on it. Former FBI Director James Comey is blasting President Trump as unethical and untethered to truth in a sharply critical new book. Comey, as you may know, is from New Jersey. There are some interesting nuggets from his childhood in the book. He writes about being bullied at Northern Highlands Regional High School in the 70s, but says getting wedgies and shoved into lockers helped prepare him for dealing with Trump's bullying. Comey describes Trump's leadership of the country as ego-driven and about personal loyalty. State agencies are going to start automatically registering you to vote when you do things like apply for a driver's license under a bill passed by both houses of the legislature that Governor Murphy has promised to sign.
Currently, people are offered the opportunity to register to vote when they get a driver's license. This change would make it automatic unless a person opts out, says Assemblyman Gary Scher.
We believe that this bill will increase democracy and increase the voice of the people.
Senate Minority Leader Tom Kaine Jr. says 92% of eligible voters are registered already and that expanding automatic registration beyond the MVC to parole, welfare, and other agencies invites problems.
The bill is resolving an issue that doesn't exist. We have extraordinary access within the system. We have a huge turnout problem.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The wife of an ex-Army major convicted with him of abusing their three foster children in New Jersey has been sentenced to additional prison time. Carolyn and John Jackson's 2015 sentences of 2 years in prison for her and probation for him were thrown out by an appeals court. Prosecutors had wanted 19 and 15 years. Well, they've now given Carolyn Jackson 40 months in prison and John Jackson 3 years of probation. Defense attorneys argued that Jackson's child-rearing methods might have been unconventional, but they weren't criminal. With only a couple of months to go till summer, New Jersey parents are signing their kids up for tennis and soccer camps, but some youngsters will be heading off to farm camp once school is out.
Elaine Madigan of Terhune Orchards in Princeton says kids participate in all sorts of activities at farm camp, including taking care of animals and learning
how crops grow. And then we also harvest things in season to cook or prepare their afternoon snacks. zucchini pancakes are a huge hit.
She adds kids also love to weed, work on composting, and dig for worms while developing an appreciation for family farms.
We teach them from the get-go that no farms, no food, no people.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. A Central Jersey man says transportation officials failed to replace trees on his property that were cut down for a road project. Montgomery Township resident Fred Azimi says the DOT cut down about 50 trees last year during a project on Route 206, but they offered to plant 18 new trees. He says that's not enough to maintain his privacy shield. Now the DOT says those trees are on state property anyway. They didn't belong to the homeowner, and they were only acting as a good neighbor with the offer. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 526. Temperatures this morning are starting out in the 50s and 60s. That means we should hit 80 away from the water in a number of places today. Not quite as warm, but close for tomorrow. Sunday, though, that's when the weather turns for the worse again. It's going to get colder, and it'll be rainy and windy. We'll have full details of the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, a bizarre police encounter, another one caught on tape. You can see it at NJ1015.com, and we'll tell you the story. At 5:30, business news is next.
Dominski and Doyle.
First-time caller.
And this is what it took for you to finally call us.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7.
What? They're awesome.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. Asian markets mostly higher after gains on Wall Street. Risk sentiment returned as the U.S. explores the possibility of returning to trade talks with 11 Pacific countries. Tech and bank stocks led Wall Street higher today. The Dow added more than 1%, 24,483. New Jersey's First News is engineered this morning by Craig Allen. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bashaw's at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. Our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
New Jersey 101.5.